Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome. Glad you're with us here today and joining me to great people of faith and wisdom. That's Alice Benton, Dr. Alice Benton, and Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Steve. It has been too long since the three of us got
to
be here together.
I know. I'm so excited.
Let's celebrate. Well, I'm really glad you're with us. And, you know, this is a great day. Tomorrow, I'll mention this right off the bat, Finding Freedom takes place in Dallas. You could still get there in time. If you're stuck, if you've been really struggling in some area and just nothing has helped, you've tried a book, you've tried a Bible study, boy, do we have a great, great workshop for you. And I do this one myself, and it's all about finding the freedom from the weight that won't come off, freedom from that depression, that thought that just keeps coming back, that is destroying things in your life. All of that can go away if you do a few things that we recommend at Finding Freedom. You can still sign up. There's scholarships available. It's right there in Dallas, Texas, right in the middle of the country. And you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you all about that. Also, want to remind you that it is National Recovery Month. And if you want to learn about life recovery and life recovery groups, you could go to liferecoverygroups.com and find out all about how to start a life recovery group in your church, because it could make all the difference in the world for you and for someone else. I'm going to go right to the phones. I want to talk with folks. I want folks to talk with both Jill and Alice. Let's go over here and talk with Linda, Dallas, Texas, where I'm going to be on Friday for Finding Freedom. Hi, how you doing?
Fine. How are you guys this morning?
All right.
Good.
How can we help today?
I'm a concerned grandmother because my granddaughter is living with me partially, and she's left her home with her mother and father. And one thing is she can't count on anything except she knew that she was going to get verbally abused by her mother. Nothing that she did would be good enough. And she didn't have any love shown to her. And I always tell her how much I love her. And she seems to have this big brick wall in front of her. She has a real hard exterior. And it's just so hard to break. She's such a good kid down in her heart, and she's been trying to look for a job. She's 18 years old, you know, so she needs to have a job. And she's staying with a friend. So I just need some help. I know she's so depressed, but she won't let you help her.
Okay. And is this your daughter's child?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, Alice, why don't you get us started here? What do you think could be helpful here?
Well, Linda, first I want to thank you and congratulate you that you're stepping into the gap and that you are loving your granddaughter in this way. You're being antibiotics to her with what she went through with her mother's verbal abuse. We don't have a whole lot of time left right now, but I do want to find out, would you share with us your best attempt to offer help to her and what her response was?
Well, when she first left her mother's home, I opened my home for her to stay. And, you know, my husband is a step-grandfather. They actually got into a fight. And so he's having problems trying to pay that fine off. And, you know, you try to, you know, she tried to commit suicide once. And thank the Lord she didn't succeed. But she's lost. She's just lost. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're going to try to help you right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We would love to help you today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My wife asked me for the first time in 2011 if I would consider myself a sex addict, so I signed up. You know, I'd read the Every Man's Battle book, and it was a great book, but the workshop, it was the experience that really was key for me. If they go to EMB, they're going to be in good hands. You know, this is a safe place. They're going to be surrounded by men that simply walk the talk. The weekend leaders that they will go through this workshop with, they'll help them to get to the root of their issues. You know, I've been through a number of well-preached sermons, listened to and read countless books, been to a number of seminars. But EMB for me was a game changer. It truly saved my life. Being in this community, being in this workshop, being around these men will change them if they'll let them. You're going to encounter men that will meet you where you're at, and you will instantly walk into a safe place where they're welcome.
If you're struggling, call us. We don't want you to go on struggling. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Alice Benton, Dr. Jill Hubbard with me today. We're talking with one of these situations. We just more and more, it seems like that the only person that is healthy in a young person's life is a grandparent. And here we're talking with Linda. She's stepping in. And so often it's limited what a person is able to do. We try to do our best. But both you, Alice and Jill, what is the best thing that Linda, she tells her she loves her, all those kinds of things.
Right. Well, Linda, I think it's good that you recognize that you have this opportunity to be of help. But it doesn't mean you can do miracles. And it's over the long haul, Linda, you know your daughter, and so hopefully you have some insight into what has caused her to end up in the situation she is in at this time, and that you can step in by speaking truth in love to your granddaughter, letting her know how much you love her, but then being able to say things that you notice, that how much you would like to walk beside her and help her if she'd only allow it, and would she be willing to allow you to help? And also the idea that, you know, you don't want to see her create relational difficulties and problems like her mother has, right? And to carry around that bitterness and hurt. And so that whenever she's ready to deal with this stuff, you're going to help her, because it is, she's going to start to see it in her other relationships. I mean, she's already seen it with her grandfather, right? Where she stirs up some strife.
Right.
So it's important that you're ready, you're watching, you're encouraging along the way.
And Linda,
I would encourage you also to find a group and say to her, we're going to go to this group. Mm-hmm. It might be a recovery group. She might have some kind of problem with a chemical or something like that. It also, rather than just a recovery group, it might be a codependency group. But see if you could go with her, take her to where other people are who are seeking a little bit of help. That would be perhaps the best thing that you could do for her, is get her in relationship with some other folks who are trying to get their act together. Alice, your thoughts here.
Well, a tactic that can also help, Linda, is to acknowledge that the whole family is broken, and that you know, all of you, including yourself, you all need help. And asking your daughter to accompany you to a session, and telling her she can help you by coming into a session, and you know you all have some responsibility for the brokenness. Try that with her and see if it warms her up to accepting.
All right. And I'm really glad you called. Now, I'm going to send you this little book that we've been offering folks here this week, and it is this book by Max Lucado on happiness. And I think there's some things in there that you could, I think if you'd use it with her, go over it with her, you might find some pretty special things in there for both of you. So I hope and pray that that'll be a blessing to you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if we could help you, if you've just been struggling beyond, you know, what most people ever have to struggle, you know it's not simple what you've got. You know that little verses thrown at you, things like that, they don't work. They're not enough. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, whatever it is. Maybe there's a book. Maybe you could join me in finding freedom. Maybe it's a sexual integrity problem. Every man's battle's coming up here. Just call us. Let us give you some help. All right, let's go to, how about Joe in Fort Myers, Florida, listens on Sirius XM. Hi, Joe, how are you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm so grateful I've gotten through.
Sure.
I was wanting to ask you to help me heal and solve my problem with my daughter. I am a recovering alcoholic. I've got 7 years of sobriety coming September 20th. I'm also a member of Al-Anon, and I'm an adult child of an alcoholic.
Okay.
My disease didn't progress. Probably I was in my 60s when I came into the rooms. And I've always I recognize it was my codependent issues that have brought me, you know, here. And through the good Lord, and, you know, I'm Christian. And I find that my daughter, like, just passed over this past weekend. I'm a new grandmother with a grandbaby who was just celebrating a year's birthday. And it's not the mother of the baby. However, you know, she comes in and she starts a rageaholic on me. It's just, and I'm trying to, I want to deal with this in the best way possible. I know when I ended up coming home later that night, it was like a knife stabbed into my heart. I didn't really want to say anything, and she's actually, because this has gone to a few incidences, and sometimes the baby's, you know, in the car when she goes, I hate you, and it's just all these things, and then she says she doesn't want to say it in front of the baby, but I clam up. I don't say a lot. And
let me ask you this. Why would she have feelings of hatred toward you? What's the source of that?
I think I really can't answer that, to be quite honest.
You don't know of any reason that no conflict,
maybe not hers, but
you can't point to any, you can't point to anything in your history where you guys, it really fell apart. It really messed up, and an incident or a trend or a time.
Yes, I do.
Where
I can recall an incident, and that's why I made an amends. When I was in my first year of recovery.
Okay, what was that
I
about?
Actually, a month and a half ago, went out for dinner with her, and I asked her, because I've, you know, heard, you know, the Lord put in my heart, you know, I said, have I done something to you that you can recall that, you know, that you, that I need, that I've hurt you so much? And she avoided the question. She went on to, you know, something else. Well, maybe when you drank. So I've just thought that possibly it's like this rageaholic attitude and how she rages on at me.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Okay.
So I wonder what the impact would have been if rather than saying, is there anything I've ever done to hurt you, if you had said this, I realize that I have many problems, and that I also realize that when I was drinking, and even other times, I was a terrible mother to you. I made mistakes. I did things that hurt you. I want you to forgive me for alcohol and codependency and other things I did, from becoming more important than my connection with you. I just wonder if that might have had a profound impact versus, I don't know, is there anything that mm-hmm. might have hurt you. It's almost as if you're acting like, and you're not doing that with us. You're saying, here's some things. But when she heard it, she might have heard, my mother's not aware of anything that she's done that has hurt my life. Mm-hmm. Jill, your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I think that's really true, Steve. I think it's so important for us to own our part. You know, we don't have to own more than our part, but to own our part, because each of your children is different, and how this child was impacted and what she told herself about how she was impacted makes a huge difference, right? Now, she's not expressing it in the right way, but she's needing to be heard. And I have a feeling that every time she's upset about anything, yes, she probably rages and dumps on you and makes you responsible for all her problems. We know that's not true, but the source of it is that she really needs to be heard and feel like you really understand. And so I would want to add to that, creating an opportunity mm-hmm. where maybe you both can feel safe to express, for you to just really listen. So maybe it's in a therapist's office, maybe, you know, someplace where you're going to feel like you do have a voice as well, and you're just not asking to be beat up on. But to give her an opportunity, and for you to be ready to hear it, Joe, right? To be ready to just hear it, not defend it, because you're hearing her perspective. You're not hearing necessarily facts. We're not there to clear up the facts. You're hearing her perspective, and you want to make sure she feels thoroughly understood by you.
Joe. And we know all of us parents make mistakes, so when you say I made mistakes, you know, you're just saying
you're just like the rest
know.
Of us.
To be true. Alice, your thought here.
It is a good place to also add a boundary, because you're inviting her anger at you in a good, respectful, healthy way. You also get to say, after you give these invitations, and if you do get to that point of yelling at me or telling me that you hate me, I'm going to have to step away until that can calm down and we can talk again, because I'll hear you in a respectful, calm tone of voice. But you may have to take the baby out of the room too, or the parent should take the baby mm-hmm. out of the room if your daughter's escalating to that point.
All right. I'm really glad you called.
I appreciate that boundary, because mm-hmm.
yeah,
when
that's
I came home
piece.
On Saturday, that's exactly, I thought, I've got to have a boundary with love, and I don't, you know, I just didn't know how to respond, and it's mm-hmm. like, I know sometimes, you know, listen to learn to listen, and I'm just, and, you know, sometimes, you know, zip my mouth. I'm learning that in Al-Anon and all the slogans, but it's like, I just... It hurts. And it hurts being a mother, I guess, exactly. And
sure.
I'm thinking, yes, I've hurt you, but it hasn't been, and I will say, because she was growing up, and, you know, when I actually, you know, was in an alcohol, you know, when I progressed into the disease of alcoholism.
Well, listen, let me just say this, that it never helps to minimize or compare or judge the feelings mm-hmm. of our kids. It does help when they feel that they have been heard in a profound way.
Right.
And given that, you know, it's both codependency and alcoholism here, and you're trying to start over in a new way, this is what finding freedom is for. I hope you can get there. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, because it's a great, great handbook on responding to your daughter and not react.
Can I just add one more thing? Because, Joe, you mentioned that you're an ACA. So I'm wondering, part of your shutdown when your daughter starts raging, if that goes back to your own childhood issues with your own parents and making yourself very small. Sometimes we make ourselves small to protect ourselves.
Yeah. So think about that, and I hope that you could join us, or let us find a counselor for you and move you even deeper into that that response there. All right, 1-800-229-3000 is our phone number here. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. Please call us and let us help you in any way that we possibly can. Now, we need your support. I'll just tell you right now, Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles is out. It was on the new releases for kids Christian books. It was number one there. I hope you'll get this book because it solves all the problems. If you're a grandparent or a parent, aunt, uncle, you want to be cool and you want your kids to learn about Jesus, it's all right here. And it's our way of saying thank you for joining us. And also, I'll just mention this. We got an auction coming up. Larry, tell us more about that. But it's just another creative way to generate support so we can be on with you, giving you the truth where it counts the most. Let's go to Howard, Atlanta, Georgia, listens on the internet. Hi, Howard. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I wanted to ask a question concerning my wife passed away several years ago, and I met someone, and we've been courting. Her husband had passed away, but a little while ago, she discovered that if we married, that she would lose her pension, and my retirement would not suffice, being able to take care of both of us. And so it's sometimes I think it would be all right to have a Christian marriage ceremony without the license, and other times I hear things and of course reading the word and get
now, hold on, and we're going to help you with that right after this.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and every now and then we get some really, really tough questions. And, you know, if you don't look at it from every single angle, boy, you can really get confused about what is the right thing to do or not. And so here we have Howard saying, I believe the person he'd like to marry, perhaps, the husband had a pension. And, you know, they did it so that those that work, if they die, then the person that's left behind won't have nothing. But he's wondering, well, rather than her lose that, what if we just got married but not legally? Well, Jill, what do you think here? I mean, we've talked about it's complex.
It is really complex, Howard, and I totally understand what you're thinking, right? Because you're wanting to be honoring to the Lord, and you want to be with this woman, but there's a difficulty in then being able to survive as you're living together.
Yes.
I think it's difficult. We had another call like this at one point that was a little slightly different, but where people had done a union and lived together, and it didn't turn out well at all. And I think that we can't ignore that the pension is being provided for someone who's left, and that, you know, the legally it's saying if you remarry, you no longer get this pension. So to go against right. that, not that that's the highest authority, but that's really a form of fraud, right? To create a situation for the financial gain.
Well, and again,
even though that sounds harsh, I don't mean it to sound harsh, because I know you've got good intentions towards this woman, or I'm hearing that.
Well, and again, here, you know, organizations, they have all of these actuarial tables and things, and they've done something so that this employee's spouse wouldn't be without support.
Yeah.
But they also factor in that some spouses are going to go ahead and get married, and they're not going to be dependent on it. So as tough as it is to even say this to you, I really do think you have to count the cost before you move ahead in marriage, and that it not be something that's just done in a ceremonial way, that it needs to be a legal marriage. And Jill mentioned this other case. When they didn't do the legal marriage, then once trouble hit, the woman found all sorts of people to say, well, you're not really married anyway,
right.
so move on. And this is one of those calls where, boy, do I ever wish there was a different answer or a solution here. But I'm glad that you called us. Allison, have anything you want to say here before we move on?
Howard, we really respect that you are being cautious and you're pausing to ask these questions. And Matthew 6:33 came to mind for me, that we're called to pursue righteousness above everything else, and then God is able to add the blessings to us and the provision to us as long as we seek His will first. So I believe you're doing this already, but I would ask you and your girlfriend to pray. Pray hard and ask for God's direction about this. I've worked with another couple in a similar situation too, and they had decided to just live together, to not pursue marriage at all. But sexual intimacy was a part of their relationship too. And I know that just cuts us off from what God wants to do for us and through us. So this is a tough answer overall, but you won't go wrong if you and your girlfriend seek righteousness above everything else.
Yeah, it really is a tough one, but I think we're giving you the right direction here, and I hope and pray that you'll do it. I'm going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. I think it'll be a great help to you here, and please let us know what you guys decide to do. All right, let's go to, how about we talk with, well, maybe we could talk with Carol from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. WBYN is the station. Hey, Carol. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. What's happening with you today?
I had phoned a couple times, and I got try to get my husband scholarships and that to go to Every Man's Battle. He didn't want to go, and didn't want to go to counseling. Everything that you told me to do, and I went to counseling for a year and a half, which was amazing. It was a new life counselor. He was absolutely awesome. Because it wasn't a two-way street, and the pornography and drinking got progressively worse, I decided to go on my own way, because I just couldn't live with it anymore. And then I found out there were more dating sites, and obviously I wasn't on those dating sites. So,
painful.
It is painful, but, you know, God gave me the grace. Knowing that I was going to be using that computer, it kind of prepared my heart for it. And, you know, I've forgiven him, but I still do not want to get back into this rut again. I've gone back to school. I'm going in for a career that I absolutely love. And because of my background, I now have life experience in it, so...
So what's the question for us?
I do appreciate how not to get back into this rut. So
okay.
I've done everything you guys have told me, and someone told me to go into one of your workshops. But after that, there's real life.
Yeah. All right. So we'll give you some help right after this. A lot of folks, you step out of a rut. The big challenge, how do you not get back into it? You know, we really can transform by changing the way we think, but boy, does it ever require humility and a lot of hard work. We'll talk about that right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. Glad you are. We'll be back.
God pulled me out of the gutter of my life that I was living in.
I have done a lot of work over the last 40 years. This is the first time I've ever felt love.
I've had such a wonderful weekend here, and for the first time in a long time, I've felt at home.
And the Lord has set me free from my mother's story about me not being good enough.
The New Life Finding Freedom Workshop is coming to Dallas, Texas, September 20th to the 22nd.
We're going
to
talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. There'll be 8 teaching sessions and 6 small group sessions.
To register or to learn more about the Finding Freedom Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I am living a new life, and I believe that I have the resources and tools to continue that.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and here's a person, husband wouldn't go to Every Man's Battle, that all continued, more dating sites are discovered. She finally feels like she had grounds for divorce, and now she's wanting help on how do I not fall back into that same rut again. Jill, you want to get us started here?
Carol, I just want to clarify. By the same rut means you want to be different or you don't want to end up with the same type of person?
Both.
Okay.
I need to change, mm-hmm. and or grow from where I'm at, and also that I don't go back to the same type of person.
Right.
I don't think I would, but you know.
Well, right, because hopefully you're not the same person you were when you made the first decision, right? But
no.
It's important to not just, even though we can see all of his flaws and things he's done, it's important that we look at ourselves as well in situations like this. Mm-hmm. So that even, you know, we always say, even if you're only 10% of the problem, you really examine your 10%. I like all the things you're doing to move on with your life and better yourself, and I think those are really positive things. Mm-hmm. And so to add to that, some self-reflection, self-examination. How did you see yourself getting into a rut? How did his behavior impact you? What were the reactions you had, and why do you think you had those reactions? And, you know, get with friends who know you really well. Therapy is really good to do in between marriages so that you are on that path of personal growth and self-reflection before you get into another situation.
Carol, you've done so much.
I really don't want to.
Yeah, I can understand that. But
you've made some really valiant choices in not allowing yourself to tolerate the toxic behavior of your husband, and community of good women who you allow to know you on the deepest level. That's one of the best safeguards to making mistakes or not seeing red flags or tolerating for too long. So letting those women into your life and being upfront and honest about any man that you're talking to or dating, that will really help you to avoid some of those pitfalls.
It sure will. And, you know, there's a path, and it just never stops. And I think, you know, we could help you at the Finding Freedom Workshop. I think that, as Jill said, a counselor could help you. You know, but more than anything, long term, it seems like it comes down to great, positive girl friends that support you. Maybe it's in a Bible study, a support group. Seems to me the people that don't fall back in the rut have the deepest, most meaningful relationships. And I hope that you will be able to find that and maintain those relationships there. Let's talk to Larry Sonnenberg about new life and our need for support. We're sending you Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles, this great Bible story book for your grandkids or kids or nieces, nephews, our way of saying thank you, because we have a need. We want to say thank you because we want you to help us. Larry, what's
going
on?
Hey, Steve. Well, it's, you know, the exciting thing for us here right now is we're coming up on this online auction. On Monday, you'll be able to go live and start bidding on things. There's a preview site available, and we've got so much stuff. It's outstanding. We have a couple of cruises. We've got weekends, vacation homes. We've got collectibles, baseball card collection. We've got sailing trips, three sculptures. We've got the bust of the Apostle Paul, John the Baptist, and the third in the trilogy, John Wayne.
Don't forget. That's so good. And don't forget, I have painted, hand-painted,
yes. Oh, yeah.
A two-foot-tall vase that is perfect if you have a distant shelf to put it on where people would just see it from the distance. Low lighting. I mean, it's fantastic.
It's eye-catching.
For those that don't see well.
It's great.
That's on there.
The other thing, just if you're a camera buff, we have a camera and we have lenses, five or six lenses. We're selling all this individually, but it's outstanding. So you can come looking for a bargain. You can come making a donation that's beyond a bargain just to help New Life. I'm sure we'll get a little bit of each, but be on the lookout for that. On top of that, we need your individual gifts. Steve mentioned that. The book,
Kirby McCook, the book that's a mouthful for 12-year-olds.
And we are looking for New Life members, Club New Life members. $30 a month, great thank you gift, great benefits. If you'll call 800-NEW-LIFE, tell them you want to know more. It's what we count on to be able to make good on what we promise to do to people with our payments every month on things. But we do that because we want people to experience the life change. You just had a caller who had a struggle with her husband and porn and all that kind of stuff. This lady said, I was deceived 23 years by a husband addicted to internet porn. And then went to adultery. It was an ordeal. Your friend, your program has been a friend and a counselor and the voice of God in my life. It helped me know what actions to take and what should be done. Your program was a companion when friends could not be available on many lonely days. Friends can't always be there, but recordings of your programs kept me company many times when my heart was breaking. That's what this program does. That's what New Life does. We want to help. Your support helps that, so thank you.
Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you could go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. Please do. We would love for you to help us in any way, and we'll send you Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles, perfect for 8 to 12-year-olds. Let's go to Lynn, Saskatchewan, Canada, listens on Sirius XM.
Hi, hello, good morning. Thank
Hi
you
there.
For taking my call. Hi.
You're welcome.
My question is, how can you help a son who is a young adult with extreme anxiety? And so just a quick background about it. It has been several months now that he is anxious that he is not in an exclusive relationship. And he tells us whenever he phoned us, he said that he feels that he is missing on something in life. So he tried being in a relationship, but his feelings were not reciprocated. The girl that he likes him only want him as a friend. So he loves the Lord and goes to church regularly, but he has a problem about anxiety.
Okay. So the question would be how to help him with his anxiety.
Yes, as parents, yeah.
Okay. All right, so Alice, you want to get us started here? What do you think might be something helpful for him?
Well, Lynn, I think that there are two different levels here, because one is his particular anxiety about relationships, and he may need some growth and some information and education about how to pursue, what to do, what not to do. And Steve wrote a fantastic book about that, and it really helps people to know which steps to take to figure out if a relationship is the good and the right one, and it's one to pursue. So that's one level, getting him education about that. And then the other one with anxiety, there's so many helpful things for anxiety that are out there, whether it's the healthy living of exercise and eating right, or possibly needing medication. I take medication for anxiety. And then, of course, we always talk about therapy, that being able to talk this out with someone that your son can trust helps both equip him and decrease the anxiety. Mm-hmm. And so as parents, you might offer to perhaps help him find the therapist and pay for the first session and support him in doing that.
Mm-hmm. All right. I hope that's helpful. Jill, you have a thought here?
Just to add to that, I think you need to make sure that he has some good male friends in his life. So in going to therapy, probably a male therapist would be best. And I don't know how involved his dad is, but that's the key to having a good relationship, is you've got to have some male friends in your life that really teach you what it means to be a man and can help walk with you through that. So I would encourage him in that direction.
Okay, so let me send you The Secrets Women Keep, and I'm going to send you How We Love. I think that'll be a powerful book. And Jill, the one you wanted to have is?
I was thinking about, is this the one?
Is this the one?
Yeah.
Okay, send that too.
That's quite like the pack. That's a good set of books.
All right, so she gets three. All right. You know, anytime that we're at a place where we're wanting completion through a relationship, it's natural to want to be dating. Mm-hmm. It's natural to want to get married. There's nothing wrong with that. But, oh my goodness, so often we could get so busy working on ourselves, doing some things, that in the process, guess what? We just might become a different person, meet different people, and discover love where we never expected to find it. That's what I love to see people do. They have an active, amazing, exciting life, and on the way, they meet somebody. But just sitting around, letting the depression, the frustration, or the anxiety step in, that can be the killer. And I hope that one of those three books is going to help her help him to get out of that. We'll be back right after.
I came into this thinking that my husband was the cause of many of our issues.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Columbus, Ohio, October 25th to the 27th.
But after learning about our attachment styles, I understood how our past hurts were playing into our present problems.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship, and then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
Here at this workshop, we had our first ever conversation without yelling, blaming, and accusing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Jill, you had a final comment
there. Well, Lynn, I just had another thought about your son, and that's this sense of urgency that he has and that's causing him to be more anxious. I get the feeling that your son doesn't feel okay about himself. And the idea of having someone there to help soothe him and calm him down is really, really appealing. One, from the outside world, it looks like he's okay because someone cares about him, someone loves him of the opposite sex that means he's desirable. And two, I think he has somewhat of a fantasy that somehow all of these problems are going to go away and make him okay and kind of make him whole. And so that's where I'd really encourage him to do the work that we were talking about, to get in some therapy.
Absolutely. All right. I'm really glad that she called. Now, how about we go over here and we talk with Kathy, Fredericksburg, Virginia. Yep. WAVA. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi there.
Thank you for taking my call.
How could we help?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, how could we help?
Well, I am just struggling with some anxiety, I guess. My husband is incarcerated. Mm-hmm. He has been locked up for almost four and a half years. He comes home in 4 weeks. And
oh, wow. Has he been in any kind of recovery during that time?
Yes. I got to say that the state has done a really good job. They do have programs if the guys will take advantage of them. And my husband has. He's been a model inmate. The warden loves him. Actually going to write a letter of reference for him for a job.
Oh, wow.
Great.
Yeah, my husband.
Well, it'd be natural. It'd be natural that you'd be a little bit anxious and all about him coming home. Did they do anything to prep you or help you?
Not for me. I mean, I've been going to our church has counseling, and I've been doing that for a while. But all of a sudden, recently, I've been having nightmares. My husband got caught up in this opioid epidemic, and so I've just been having these nightmares that when he, you know, that involve him using when he comes home. And I don't want to sabotage my marriage. He's doing so well, and he's told the warden even that, you know, going to prison saved his life because, you know, where he was headed. So,
Kathy, do you think you need more proof of his changed behavior outside of prison in order for your comfort level and for more trust to be built up about him coming home?
I think so, because I keep telling my friends, I'm like, you know, when this all happened, I went to bed one night and said goodnight to him, and then the next day, he commits this crime and gets locked up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think in my mind, my problem is when he comes home, it's going to be almost like it's the day after I went to bed.
Oh, wow.
You know, because we haven't had that face-to-face. So, I mean, I see him when I go visit him, but that's, of course, I want things to be happy. And, I mean, we talk about heavy things, but when he comes home, it's going to be like it's the day after the crime.
And have you said that to him? Have you expressed that to him?
Yes, I have.
And
he tells me
what was his
response? To worry about.
Mm-hmm.
He tells me I have nothing to worry about. He says, he's like, honey, I am not even going to, you'll never, he loved to drive fast. He's like, you won't even catch me going a mile over the speed limit. He said, if you want to get somewhere fast because I have a heavy foot, he's like, you're going to have to drive.
Kathy, his response doesn't sit well with me. You have nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. I think you have very legitimate reason to be worried. And I think making a request such as, it would help me if you would stay with your buddy or with your parents for a little while after you've come out so that we can get to know each other again after all this time and so that I can see what you do on the outside. You've done so well on the inside, and I hope and believe that you'll keep doing that on the outside too. But I need some trust to be rebuilt here before I'm ready. Now, however much separation you need, you can think about that and decide, but that's a legitimate request.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think, you don't want to like diminish all the work he's done, but it is a very structured environment, right? And so, I want to validate that you have legitimate concern, and I think expressing to him again that you just need him to hear that. You're not wanting to take away from what he's done, but you want him to hear you and not just assure you, right? Like, you need to know that he really gets it, that for you, like for him, all this time has passed and he's done so much, but for you, hardly any time has passed in terms of having the experience of being with him.
Right.
Just finding ways to really express that and asking him to be patient with you as you grow in this. And, you know, the good things, Kathy, is he's going to have he'll be on probation, right? And so that's someone to keep track of his behavior. And I think you should be talking to him about what are we going to put in place on the outside that helped you well on the inside.
You could even say to him, when I said I was, a little anxious, and you said, oh, you have nothing to worry about. Another way you could have responded would have been, oh, I totally understand. It's been 4 years. You went to bed one way, wake up, and now I'm going to prison. And I understand that. And so, what is it that you're willing to do? So if you had answered that way, you could have asked me, so what could I do to help things be better, get better sooner?
Well, he actually did call me. Like, we had a good conversation at one of our visits, and he did call me, and he said, honey, what is it that makes you nervous about me coming home? We have had.
Good. Okay, good.
Good. Well, that is good.
All
right.
I don't know why. I just lately have been having all these nightmares, and every single one of them is, he's using and getting locked up again, and it scares me.
I don't think that that's unusual, and what I do think is that it's important you not expect him to comfort you. You expect him to have a plan in place, but you're going to have to get the reassurance, the help, deal with the fear of being re-traumatized all over again, and we can help you with that. The other thing that we can do is that we can provide a place where people do start over. It's called Finding Freedom. It starts tomorrow in Dallas. And I would love for you to come and join us there. It really is an amazing experience. And you know what we do? We change the way you think about the problem, the way you think about others, and the way you think about yourself. If you're stuck, you don't have to be. That's tomorrow, September 20th in Dallas. And then we have Every Man's Battle, October the 4th. And our 12 Steps to Happier, October the 5th in Irvine. Then our Intimacy in Marriage, which has saved so many marriages, is October the 25th, and Restore, November 15th. And it's not too early to sign up for our New Life Trip of 2020, which is a river cruise in Europe, where we're going to look at some of the places where some of the great foundations of our faith occurred. So you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll tell you about all of those. But I'm especially hoping that some folks that want out of some real, huge, overwhelming ruts will call and let us help you today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. new life. I'll send you this brand new book, Kirby McCook and the Jesus Chronicles. It's a good one. It's great for these kids to learn about the Bible and to learn that Jesus didn't show up in a barn. You know, he's been here from the beginning of time. It wasn't just Christmas. Thank you, Dr. Alice Benton, and thank you, Dr. Jill Hubbard, for all you guys do to help people find the true truth that applies to their life. Let us help you by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We really would love to do that. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.